Now, I don't know if, like you, your social media platforms have been full of Josie Majozi. Curated walks, mine certainly has. Dawn Robertson is the creative and visitor economy catalyst at Josie Majozi. We're going to talk about those walks right now. Being with me, I have never seen a title like that in my life. Visitor economy catalyst. Explain that to me.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm not one for any kind of titles, and really, you know, my job is to join the dots and to catalyze things to happen. I work both within the creative sector and the tourism sector, which now kind of has emerged as being the visitor economy. So it's the nexus of creativity and tourism, and using creativity of the city to drive tourism numbers, which is what Josie Walks are largely about as well.
Your advertising campaigns seems to be supremely successful. I don't think there's a day I go into my social media where it is not in front of my face, tempting me, willing me to come and join one of your walks.
I hope you've bought a ticket for one of the walks, because, I mean, for me, I mean, these walks are just going to be phenomenal, because they're not your normal tour guides, although we have in the last few days brought on some tours by your usual established tour guides. But these are walks that have been curated by people living in communities, where they're going to share their story of their community with you, and share their community and the key people in and places and spaces in their community, including things like the food and, you know, the Magwenya lady that's down the road. And you're going to get to really be immersed in the particular community that you're walking in.
How did you choose these 15 unique walks? What went into the curation of them? And maybe touch a little bit in a little more depth the kinds of experiences one can expect on some of the different ones.
Okay, so you know that we largely work in the inner city, and we also are expanding into Soweto and Alexandra. So we did a call out about 4 months ago for people within these spaces to come forward with walks that they would like to propose. We gave them a kind of a framework that they had to look at. And we had just over 100 applications.
Wow.
The idea was to do 12 walks. We got to the point where we couldn't select 12, and we ended up selecting 14. And then one of them became so big that we split it into two. So we now have 15 of these walks. And the way that it works is that once we had selected the walks that we thought were going to be the ones that would work, we've done a number of workshops with what we call the walk champions, mm-hmm. where we've worked with them in terms of their walks, you know, and we've done things like, you know, how do you curate the work? How do you bring on board as many members of the community? So I'm not sure if you know that as part of this, if you were selected, you got 10,000 Rand from Josie Majozi. And that 10,000 Rand had to be spread within your community. So when you arrive and you're going to park, is there going to be a car guard over there? You need to pay that car guard. Are you going to get your local CPF security people to be marshals on your walk? You need to pay them. Are you going to buy bottled water for every one of your guests? Which spaza shop or which shop are you going to buy the water from? You're not going to go to Macro or Pick and Pay. The whole idea is that you take that 10,000 Rand, you invest it in your community, and you get your community on board so that when the strangers arrive to do the walk, the community is accepting, they know why they're there, and they're inclusive. So like one of the tours, for example, in Fordsburg has got three authors that have written books about Fordsburg fetus that are going to be on the walk or going to be there to share their stories of having grown up in those spaces and, you know, what happened when, you know, people were expropriated and the plaza was built, etc., etc. In Soweto, for example, there are so many tour operators doing the same tours, Vilakazi Street, the same monuments and stuff. We've got a year or two who have developed a whole new walk, which is called the Soweto Art Mile. And they're kind of linking different creative spaces on a walk, but they're also taking entertainers on the walk with you. We've got, for example, at 44 Stanley, mm-hmm. they're looking at how that whole, you know, area has evolved from an industrial space to become a creative space and how buildings have evolved. So they're looking, for example, at the test kitchen and different aspects of that. So each one is very different. In Brixton, it's Brixton through the eyes of the youth. So they're taking you on a walk and showing you what the youth are doing in the area.
So each tour has a different focus.
Each one has a different area. And the nice thing as well for us as Josie My Josie, which is a little bit of an ulterior motive on our side, is they have to also pay for people to document the walk. And these people then would also gather information from the people walking. They've got to record what works on the walk, what doesn't work on the walk, and give us a report that then informs what we as Josie My Josie do in that space in terms of our normal everyday work of, you know, cleaning spaces, fixing spaces.
Dawn, we crossed later than I would have liked and we're out of time. I wanted to talk about safety. We're not going to have time to do that. Just finally then, where can people book and how much do tickets cost?
So the tickets are only 60 Rand because we actually don't want to make a profit from it, but we want to make sure that nobody grabs the ticket and then doesn't use it and we don't have people there. So on Quickit, you can grab your ticket for 60 Rand. Half of them are sold out already, but there are still some that have got a few tickets. And then we give that 60 Rand back to you in terms of goodies that we're going to make available to you when you join your walk.
I'm definitely going to buy a ticket. I absolutely promise you. I don't say what I don't mean. Dawn Robertson, thanks for talking to me this afternoon.